This meditation is about gratitude. It's about gratitude and appreciation. Feeling gratitude is an act of appreciating and seeing that that which we have and have had in our lives, and also will have in our lives, speaking of our desires and dreams, is something to be cherished. And remember, in the last meditation, we practiced forgiveness. And we can never hope to feel grateful if there is something not in the clear, if there is something that we regret, or that we resent, or we hold on to something negative that happened in the past. It's very difficult or even impossible to feel grateful when you feel pain. But at the same time, it is a choice that you make. Practicing gratitude is the same as to say, I focus on the positive in my life, not on the negative. The most powerful shadow work is always light work. The more you focus on the light, the more the darkness gets illuminated and the easier it is to deal with it. Because you are in a stronger place, you are in a more enlightened, more conscious, more loving place to deal with the darkness, to deal with the negativity. And so, to practice gratitude is to also evaluate, and there's the word value in it, and appreciate what has happened, what is happening in your life, whatever that is. And it is entirely your choice what you give value to. Those can be material things, those can be friendships, those can be experiences, those can be the travels that you do. And anything else that you experience in life, the small things and the big things. And when you feel an absence of gratitude, that means that you don't truly enjoy what you have been given. You can be given the most amazing gift in the world, but if you cannot appreciate it, it won't mean anything to you, no matter how much other people tell you how valuable it is. And so, as a conscious creator, as the God of your reality, you can choose what you want to feel grateful for. What is there to feel grateful for? There's always something, even if in our lower moments we might not believe that. But there's always, even in the darkest darkness, there's always a light. There's always a guiding light that is there to guide us out of that darkness, to remind us of who we truly are. And the abundance or the wealth, in whichever way, of course, these days most people focus that on a merely financial level, and it has been like that for quite a while. People can only experience abundance and wealth and truly being rich when they appreciate what they have. It doesn't matter how much money you have and how many private jets and mansions and so on, if you cannot appreciate it, it will be worth nothing to you. And the same goes the other way around. You might have nothing materially, but when you choose to see how that has served you, especially in this day and age where everyone focuses on the illusion of wealth and the illusion of being rich, which is a very egoic idea because usually it's entirely based on wanting to be superior to others. It's about wanting to show off. Being free of that is freedom in itself. That means you are no longer part of that matrix or of the matrix. And it means that you make choices freely based on your happiness. and not on what other people perceive you to be and to be part of a certain club and so on and so forth. There is no prestige in those. There is no prestige in those things that you have, or that you think, or that you are, that you actually don't like. And so with that said, appreciation, evaluation. What do you appreciate in your life? What is it that you like about yourself? What is it that you like about your possessions? What is it you like about your travels, your plans, your business, your job, whatever situation you find yourself in? And if you dislike something more than you like it, then there's clearly something not right there. Which means you have to focus more on what you truly want. Again, there's our ego's desires, the desires we have based on fear, based on what we're told, based on unconsciousness. And then there's that which our soul wants for us, and our soul gives value to completely different things than our ego does. And the more we choose to appreciate and to evaluate everything and everyone from our heart, the more we will realize that those things we once gave value to no longer hold any. That which once gave us joy, or at least a temporary illusion of joy, no longer does. It actually holds us back. It reminds us of an old version of ourselves. And that old version is no longer helping you on your journey. It's actually stopping you from being who you are and who you need to be. Everything is in motion. Everything is in flow. The universe does not stop turning. There is no stagnation in the universe. And the same applies to money. Money flows, money comes, and money goes. Not necessarily in the way or the quantities that you want and like, but it is what it is. And when we choose to feel grateful for right here in this moment, we can be entirely, speaking of enlightenment, we can be entirely enlightened, even though part of us says, I can only feel good if I have this, or if I've done this, or with this partner, or with this travel experience, or whatever else it is that is going on within you and what your mind is conjuring up. You have the power to feel good right now, and in order to feel good about yourself and everything that you are, and by extension, everything that you own and have, by choosing gratitude and feeling grateful and thinking gratitude and giving thanks and also receiving thanks and meaning it. It's an easy word to say, it's a much harder word to mean. Actually feeling grateful for your life in the right here, right now, that is what the Buddha would have described as being in the present, not in the past, not in the future, being in the right here and right now. You are perfect as you are right in this moment. And that, of course, does not mean you don't have more work to do, because again, everything's evolution, everything is ascension, everything serves the purpose of love and light and more consciousness, more experience. An expansion of existence, an expansion of the universe itself. This very moment, every moment is sacred. Every moment, time, every second, every moment is sacred in itself. If you like it or not, but you can choose, you can always choose how you want to feel about something. And feeling negativity, feeling resentment, feeling grief, again, depending on what you're going through in life, those are very valuable teachers. Fear is the most powerful teacher there is, especially in a place like Earth, where fear is so and has been so dominant for so long, and love has been absent, merely been an idea that people chase in all the wrong places outside of themselves. Through gratitude, first through forgiveness, you can clear that which stops you from being grateful. Then, when that is integrated and through this process of forgiveness, you then feel more and more grateful. You start to see the greater perspective, the higher perspective, the greater how it served, the greater good. Are you feeling grateful when your life is going well? Or are you already saying it could be better? Can you feel grateful when your life is not going well, trusting that it serves the purpose of getting you to where you want to be and need to be? Again, speaking of the topic of money, finances, wealth, abundance. If you say to the universe, it is my dream to be rich, what does that mean to you? There is no universal definition of rich. Does that mean $1 million in the bank? Does that mean to have many true friends? Does that mean to be free of pain? What does that mean? Does it mean all of those? None of those. It is your creation. You need to be specific. Consciousness is everything. You need to be specific with what you want. And if you don't know that yet, well, then that is called life. You learn. You learn what you don't want and you learn what you do want. And it is especially on Earth, in an existence like Earth, that has been very difficult and very challenging. This is one of the greatest schools that exists in the universe, one of the most difficult places to come to. So that choice alone, having come here, if you're listening to this, by definition, you have come here. One might also say you have chosen to incarnate on Earth. Focus your journey of consciousness on Earth. You knew what you were doing as a soul. We find ourselves in great confusion, of course. Various stages in our lives where we don't know what we're here for. We are drifting through life. We're doing what we're told. We're doing what's expected of us. And it all does not make us happy because it is not our creation. It's someone else's. Gratitude is the key to truly feeling at peace with yourself. It's really very much the enlightened state that the Buddha talked about. Through gratitude and feeling grateful for what you experienced, no matter how difficult and no matter how much pain and suffering it might have brought you, eventually, through the practice of forgiveness and through the opening of your heart more and more, and more healing, you will indeed literally find it in your heart to feel grateful. Because you realize how this experience has served you. And the greater perspective is every experience simply is. It's neither good nor bad, it's beyond that. It's beyond this dualistic thinking of it needs to be either this or that. It simply is what it is. And feeling grateful for negativity is about the most powerful thing you can do. There's truly no more, there's nothing more powerful as far as light work goes, and by that definition, shadow work, and bringing that shadow into light by feeling grateful for the darkest moments that we have experienced. That is the very essence of enlightenment. That's the very essence of ascension. And so there's many different ways you can integrate this practice. There are a lot of people who have gratitude journals where they write down what they feel grateful for in the morning or in the evening. You do a meditation like this at whichever point, several times a week. Set time, make time, and set a time for yourself when you specifically and exclusively focus your consciousness on gratitude. And if you, by whatever you try, whichever means you try, you cannot feel gratitude, then you know you have a lot to change in your life. Then you are not walking your path. Even in the greatest challenges, when you are walking consciously your soul path, when you are consciously walking the path of your soul and what you're here to do, no matter how big the challenge, you will always come back to gratitude. Because you know what you're doing it for. And again, the other side of the extreme is to live unconsciously, to have no idea who you are, to be completely disconnected from your soul, and to live the illusion of happiness, and to always say how grateful you are for everything because you have this and because you have that, and it means nothing to you. And your soul couldn't care less about all the stuff you have. And so, gratitude and enlightenment are very much, I want to say the same thing, because enlightenment is more far-reaching than just gratitude, but it is an absolute requirement for you to feel grateful in order to be enlightened. It is the same to say, to be live peacefully, to be at peace with yourself. Who can actually say they are at peace with themselves, at least most of the time, and not at war with themselves, with their choices, with others? Who truly knows peace? Who truly knows the consciousness of Buddha? You need to find peace within yourself before you can find it in the world. And once you find peace within yourself, because you feel grateful for the life that you have lived, however young, old, or whatever you are, merely concepts from a soul perspective. When you feel peaceful, there can be war going on around you and it won't affect you. You couldn't care less. Yet again, the test of a master. So let's close this meditation by consciously focusing our intention, our energy, entirely from crown to toe, from top to bottom, centered in our heart on gratitude. To be grateful, choosing to be grateful for everything that we have, the good and the bad. Also merely perception at the end of the day. Feel grateful, give thanks, and receive thanks. When someone does something for you that you feel makes you feel good, that you feel they make an effort to do you a favor, or they make an effort to simply do a good job, whoever it is, then give thanks to them. An honest thank you is worth infinitely more than a dishonest tip. And your financial situation is a direct reflection of your capacity to feel grateful. And again, this does not mean that you're either poor or rich. It is your perception of it. It is how you see yourself. An enlightened being can do more with $1,000 than an unconscious being can do with 10 billion. Consciousness is everything. Choose gratitude. Be grateful for who you are, for how far you've come, wherever you are in your journey, however much at the beginning you might find yourself of your awakening to your true existence as a spiritual being on earth. And actually, for those who are more advanced, it's even more important to be grateful, because the more advanced beings usually are harsher, quicker to judge themselves and others, and are harsher with and on themselves, and they oftentimes lack or lose the perspective of how far they've come and how much they have to be grateful for. And the most powerful gift you can give to yourself is to be grateful for yourself, for the choices you've made. Again, however bad or good that might have been, it brought you to where you are now, and it's a prerequisite for where you're going to be. I am grateful for who I am. I am grateful for what I have. And then once you feel gratitude for your existence, then you can look towards others in your life, family, friends, past partners, current partners, colleagues, business partners, whoever it is, animals, the trees, the planet, the universe, the aliens, whoever you are in contact with consciously. Give thanks to all those who have helped you get here through the good and the bad. The choice is always yours.